The primaries for the Virginia gubernatorial race are tomorrow. The sitting governor, Terry McAuliffe, is prohibited by law from running again, so there will definitely be a new governor. The question is, will November's election be a referendum on the national political scene? For a long time, the state was reliably red, but it's been trending blue in recent years. On the GOP side, the frontrunner is former chair of the Republican National Committee, Ed Gillespie, a bit of a known name. Here he is during a debate earlier this year.
I'm running for governor to create jobs, raise take-home pay, help people lift themselves out of poverty, and make sure that Virginia is always a place where the next generation can do better than the generation that came before us.
Patrick Madden is a reporter at Here Now, contributor WAMU. Patrick, start there. Sounds pretty by the book. You know, what more should we know about Gillespie?
Right. So, I mean, I think you kind of can hear that he wants to sort of stick to the bread and butter issues. He's running as this moderate, pro-business governor. He's really trying to, I think his opponents have actually called him no-show Ed because he's avoided some of the appearances and earlier debates. So I think he's really sort of hoping to win this primary without taking too many positions that will hurt him later in the general.
Well, one of Ed Gillespie's opponents on the GOP side in the primaries tomorrow is Corey Stewart. He made headlines over the weekend with an ad called Unhinged. It shows that image, much decried on both the right and the left, of comedian Kathy Griffin holding a bloody mask of President Trump's head. Let's listen to a little of that ad.
Donald Trump's the president and unhinged liberals can't handle it. Who'll stop them? Ed Gillespie won't. Gillespie is a failed candidate and anti-Trump K Street lobbyist who backs amnesty, is okay with late-term abortions, and liberal cities taking down Robert E. Lee and forcing transgender bathrooms.
So, Patrick, a local TV station initially refused to air that ad because of that Kathy Griffin image. They eventually gave in. But what does that ad say to you, the content, the
language? There's a lot going on in that ad.
Yeah.
You know, this is Corey Stewart is running as the outsider in this race. He's kind of trying to take a page from the Donald Trump playbook. So he's been doing pretty much anything that will make headlines, including this ad featuring the Kathy Griffin thing. He's also, as you sort of heard in that ad, embraced protecting Confederate memorials from being taken down. And he's also taken a really hard line on immigration. And all of this is trying to reach those hardcore primary voters, the Trump supporters in this race, to try to win this primary, not really thinking about, I don't think, the general election in November.
Yeah. Well, the race is a bit tighter on the Democratic side. It's between former Congressman Tom Perriello and the current Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam. Some people see this as having some similarities to the national Democratic primary in the presidential race last year. How so?
I think for a lot of Virginia voters, it really has that feel of 2016, where on one hand, you have Tom Perriello, and he's a former one-term congressman, but he really is the Bernie Sanders in this race, and in fact was endorsed by him and Elizabeth Warren. He's running on an economic populist agenda. You know, he's taken a lot of outside money from outside the state, so he's really kind of embracing that role as the outsider. And on the other hand, you have Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam, who's wrapped up pretty much every endorsement statewide, has a clear cash advantage when it comes to the race. So he's really the establishment candidate. And I think that sort of goes back to the same fight in 2016. We're reliving it in Virginia right now in 2017.
Well, you mentioned the Congressman Tom Perriello has all of these endorsements. The current Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam has, it seems, money behind ads. Let's listen to a little of one.
I'm Ralph Northam, and when survivors of the Virginia Tech shooting asked me to support an assault weapons ban and close the gun show loophole, I took on the fight. I saw what those weapons can do as an Army doctor during the Gulf War. Now, I'm listening carefully to Donald Trump, and I think he's a narcissistic maniac, whatever you call
him. Okay, there. So we see Donald Trump, an image of him in one ad, and on one candidate being called not Donald Trump enough in the Republican side,
right.
And then we have an anti-Trump here. But have, you know, Trump or previous President Obama, have they gotten involved? Have the parties kind of indicated, you said some, you know, party leaders have, but have parties kind of gotten into these races and picked a side?
Within the parties for the primaries, they're going to let them fight it out to sort of figure this out. You know, whichever side wins, when you look at the Democrats, I mean, that's going to be very telling to see how they're going to sort of approach politics moving forward. I mean, this is the first real big race before the 2018 midterms, this governor's race in Virginia. So I think whether, you know, you have some the more sort of progressive candidate or the more middle of the road establishment candidate is going to be telling to see which works right now with President Trump in the White House.
Patrick Madden, reporter at contributor station WAMU. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.